All right, those of you who were with me the first hour of today's broadcast know that towards the end there, we were talking about the beauty of entering into an eternal relationship with God, living in a holy earth, on a holy earth, with a holy God, holy angels, and holy people. Wow. A world free from drama, free from madness, just peace, love, beautiful harmony. Well, I thought I'd let you hear Ronnie Laws, his song entitled Life in Paradise. A lot of you know that this program really is about the conversation and it's about the music. That's why you hear me featuring music of various genres and you hear me let it play for a while from time to time. I've been informed that some of our community members really enjoy the music. So let me let you hear this just a little while longer and we'll move into today's discussion, which is going to focus on Christians, the young, and work. But for now, more of Life in Paradise. Yes, indeed. Life in Paradise. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song and energetic. I'm telling you, that song really just helps put my mind and my heart in a great place as I listen to that and I think about paradise. Ronnie Laws, saxophonist extraordinaire, probably joined by his brother, his blood brother, Hubert Laws on flute, and a number of other outstanding musicians who really just do an excellent job of just helping us grasp the beauty of the possibility for some, the reality for others, of one day being in paradise. Well, we're definitely going to be letting you hear some more of that song throughout the hour. But for now, let's take a look at some of the research that Barna Group has done for us with regards to Christians, our young, and work, and the connection between the three. One of the things that they point out is that Christians at work, this is based on a Barna study that was conducted in partnership with Abilene Christian University, breaks down how employed Christians understand and value their vocation. One of the things that they point out is really it's not surprising that Barna sees occasional differences in how the generational cohorts consider vocation by way of work, whether because of their season in life or because of the unique economic and professional climates in which they are building or have built their careers. For instance, Though the economy has largely recovered from the recession, the working lives of many Gen X and boomers have been marked by spells of unemployment or persistent debt. And the leading edge of boomers is now preparing for retirement. Millennials, meanwhile, entered an unwelcoming job market at the beginning of their careers and are still dogged by low earnings, even as general wages have caught up to pre-recession levels. And remember now, the wages before the recession hit were lower than they should have been, much lower than they should have been. So that tells you a lot about just how much damage was done to us financially when the recession hit, when we were hit by the recession. Still, Barna's research at least suggests that the Christians in the largest generation in the modern labor force are buoyed in these formative working years both by a deep sense of ambition and by the hope of making a difference. Similar proportions of all working Christians, regardless of age, believe that God gave them specific talents intended for His glory. From there, however, feelings surrounding vocation become more mixed, particularly when looking at the generational bookends of the labor force, those on the ends, the boomers and the millennials. Well, almost on the ends. Christian millennial workers appear to be finding a place for themselves and their capabilities in the workforce. 50% strongly agree that they feel made for the work that they currently do, and they're hopeful about their future prospects. I got to ask you, as we're talking about this, as we're having this discussion, be thinking, asking yourselves questions along these same lines of what we're talking about. For example, do you feel like you're on a job for which your talents are specifically well-suited? Do you, first of all, even believe that God has given you certain talents that can be used in the vocational field? You know, one of the mistakes that many of us as Christians make is thinking that talents, abilities, skills are only for ministry, for preachers of the gospel, teachers of the gospel, prophets, missionaries, evangelists, etc. No, no, no. They really do need specific skills, abilities, talents. No doubt about that. But what about people in the business world? We need people in the business world who have specific talents and skills suited for the business world. What about in the financial industry? We need people, godly people with good ethics, who have been given great skills to work with finances, and on it goes. How about our teachers in the classrooms, not teachers of the gospel, teachers of history and teachers of marketing, teachers of business, teachers of English? We need teachers who have been given specific skills, talents, abilities to teach in our everyday schoolrooms, whether public, private, you name it. How about people who are well suited to engage in engineering professions, architectural professions, singing, composing music? Think about all the good that songs do us. The lyrics, the music, both. Yeah, so think about how wide this is and be asking yourselves the questions, do I believe God has given me specific talents, specific skills, specific abilities? And if so, do I conclude that the field that I'm currently working in is one that is well suited for the skills, the abilities, the talents that God has given me? Am I using them to the best of my ability? All right. So, and again, I really want you to be thinking about that regardless of your age. In other words, don't assume that I just addressed that only to people who are 30 years old and younger. If you're in your 60s, 70s, are you using your talents, your skills, your abilities in ways that are truly beneficial and that really, really suit you? My heart really goes out, as do the hearts of many people, I suppose, to the millennials who, as they said, entered a very unwelcoming job market at the beginning of their careers and through no fault of their own, due to the decisions of those who caused the recession. Millennials entered an unwelcoming job market. Nevertheless, we look at the people who are where they are. And one of the things that we discover is that, again, Christians, regardless of age, believe that God gave them specific talents intended for his glory. Now, millennials tend to be very conscious of their talents. 42% of millennials are very conscious of their talents, and 37% of millennials are hopeful for a better understanding of their talents. Now, that is awesome. You have the talents. What is it all about? How do you best hone those talents? Where do you use them? They are not only conscious of their talents to the tune of 42% of them, but again, 37% are hopeful for a better understanding of those talents. They're also motivated to be generous with their unique skills. 67% report that they hope to use them in service of others. And that's 10 percentage points more than the proportion of boomers, where 57% are motivated by the idea of using their skills in the service of other people. Overall, Generation X tend to align more with boomers than millennials, with some exceptions. Though Generation X are relatively satisfied with how their current role is preparing them for future plans, 44% of them are relatively satisfied with how their current role is preparing them for future plans, only 36% feel aware of gifts and talents that God has given them. Boomers have less of a sense that they are made for their present work. Only 39% feel that way. And only 27% of boomers feel an urgency to deepen an understanding of their gifts. But we should not assume that that means they're not attuned to or using them. They express less enthusiasm about future opportunities, but that may be because they feel more presently secure, having already climbed or grown skeptical of the corporate ladder. And given that boomers often tell Barna their identity is defined by family, we may simply be witnessing a natural shift in life priorities that comes with age. In other words, millennials might expect more of their professional future because there's more of it. They're going to have more time left to pursue a professional future. Whereas with boomers, there's not much more time. There's not nearly as much time left for them to pursue professional careers because, well, they're about ready to move away from professional careers. But regardless, they're similarly satisfied in their current work. And check this out. 80% of boomers find purposes for their unique skills outside the office. 71% of millennials say that that's either very true or somewhat true. The good news is that bodes pretty well for their golden years. 71% of millennials saying that they find purposes for their unique skills outside the office. They don't have to be at work in order to engage their special abilities. And that's part of the reason I was saying a little bit earlier. It's so important that we look at how this plays out down the road, not just at work. Now, a strong majority of each church-attending generation aims to serve their churches through their professional skill set. 82% of millennials plan to serve their churches through their professional skill set. 80% of Generation X plans to do the same. 80% of boomers plan to do the same. And as boomers lean into retirement, they're not as confident in, or perhaps not as dependent on, their church for professional support. 37% agree strongly. But they have a sense that church is a vocational asset. And that turns upward among younger attendees. 50% for millennials, 46% for Gen X. And in addition to that, of working Christians who are in church at least monthly, millennials more often report. Report receiving sermons about work from the church. That's important because it's important to everyone to hear messages that they consider relevant. But especially for, that's especially important to the younger generations. They want to hear messages that are relevant to life. And so when they hear sermons about work, that's a winner. 51% of millennials, 43% of Gen X, 31% of boomers heard a sermon that dealt with work at least once in the last month. And that's a puzzling difference, presuming that these groups are gathered in the same types of services. Some of this could depend on the makeup of a church body. If a congregation is generally homogenous, are attendees more likely to receive spiritual instruction generally tailored to their age and time of life? Or is this a result of millennials looking for, and it seems finding, what they most need in their present professional moment? Whatever millennials actually hear, they're not necessarily walking away from church feeling equipped with greater vocational understanding. Less than half say that their church gives them a vision for living out their faith at work. 46% of millennials say that even though they may be hearing sermons about work, they're not really receiving a vision for how to live out their faith at work. 57% of Gen X says the same. 53% of boomers agree strongly. Just beyond millennials is Gen Z, and it remains to be seen what kind of long-term engagement they may have with the church at all. Currently, Barna finds they primarily define themselves by academic or career success, with faith and family further down the list. And this distinguishes them from other generations, including their parents, who might need some help in grounding the ambitions of their teens. About 24% of engaged Christian parents have talked with their son or daughter in the past year about integrating faith in their future career. About 34% of parents whose child attends church says that addressing vocation is an area in which the youth program is weakest. So quite a few parents who are basically saying the same thing that quite a few of the children are saying. Older children, of course, but both are saying it. So what is the point of this? Well, it's going to be a significant and pivotal undertaking for churches to help emerging adults become more vocationally minded than career oriented. As David Kinnaman and Bill Denzel write in the introduction to the Christians at Work report, the church has a huge opportunity, even a responsibility, given the profile of the emerging generation, to incorporate deliberate thinking about work into its discipleship and evangelism efforts. Are you hearing me, pastors? Our young people need to hear about ways to incorporate Bible into work, Christian living into work ethics, Christian living into careers, vocations. There's much to celebrate about Christians in the workplace, though. Christians are tuned into the idea of calling, and many feel that their current jobs are well matched with what they perceive as their calling. But we really do need to get to the point where there's much focus on helping them understand how to bring the two together. All right, back in a few here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr.